Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 256. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 256. God is the only goal I have today. The way to God is through forgiveness here. There is no other way. If sin had not been cherished by the mind, what need would there have been to find the way to where you are? Who would still be uncertain? Who could be unsure of who he is? And who would yet remain asleep in heavy clouds of doubt about the holiness of him whom God created sinless? Here we can but dream, but we can dream we have forgiven him in whom all sin remains impossible. And it is this we choose to dream today. God is our goal. Forgiveness is the means by which our minds return to him at last. And so, our Father, would we come to you in your appointed way? We have no goal except to hear your voice and find the way your sacred word has pointed out to us. Amen. God is the only goal I have today. The way to God is through forgiveness. There is no other way. If sin had not been cherished, if sin had not been cherished, what need would we have had to be where we are now? If sin had not been cherished, who could be unsure of who he is? It is only in cherishing sin that I forget who I am. This is a course in mind training. Training takes persistence and a commitment to it, and practice. Much, much practice. If sin had not been cherished by the mind. And so he is asking me to practice not cherishing sin. And for me, that looks like being very aware of my thoughts during the day. And when I find one that has the hint of sin in it, to stop and ask, who is it that thinks this is sin? Who is it that thinks a judgment is needed? Because I have been mistaken about who I am, I believe in judgment. When I see a thought of sin, I am mistaken about who I am. Who is it that thinks it sees sin? And so with each thought, as best I can, I train the mind and I stop and remember who I am. Becoming clear about who I am, becoming grounded in who I am. And letting the thoughts of cherished sin fall away as simply a mistake of identity. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to train my mind and to use this day to practice. To see the thoughts that I cherish of sin and to, instead of believing those thoughts, to question who is believing them, who is thinking them, and to allow myself to return to sanity and forgive myself and everything around me, remembering the truth of who we are. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sit with a quiet and attentive mind. We use this time to train our minds, watching the breath as the mind quiets down. If a thought comes up, we question, who is it that is thinking this thought? And is it a thought of cherished sin? And if it is, we simply remind ourselves that we are not that, and we let it go in gratitude. We thank God for His whisper in our ear to be alert, to be on guard. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in training our minds against the belief in cherished sin. Namaste.